Well, the relationship between the United States and Russia over the Ukraine is bound to be strained because the two nations have entirely different geopolitical interests. As I have said repeatedly, the ambition of the United States when it comes to Russia is to encircle Russia and isolate it militarily and politically in the sense of extending the NATO alliance straight up to Russia's borders so that all of the Eastern European and Baltic states would be included in the NATO alliance. And I suspect that the United States ultimately wants to bring the Ukraine into NATO as well. And I think the Western alliance has the Ukraine in its own sights as a potential satellite state for itself. Now, obviously, Russia is opposed to this, and Russia would view that as opposed to its own geopolitical interests. And for this reason, the Russians are attempting to ensure that a Russia-friendly government remains in power in the Ukraine. So essentially, the Ukraine as a nation is caught in this, right in the middle of this geopolitical rivalry between the United States and the NATO alliance on one hand, and between Russia on the other hand, and the Americans are also trying to encircle Russia in Central Asia by creating a ring of bases around the southern Russian border as well. The objective there is to prevent Russia from gaining any kind of influence and of any kind of significance in the Middle Eastern region, which the United States also wants to dominate in part because of the petroleum reserves and other natural gas and other natural resources that are available there, also because of the relationship between the United States and Israel and between the United States and Saudi Arabia. So there's an important geopolitical rivalry going on there as well. The recent issue of the closing of some Russian embassy sites and so forth in the United States is part of the ongoing effort by the United States to retaliate against Russia for Russia's own Ukrainian policies. It's a mistake to blame this on Donald Trump because Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Of course, he's going to be the one that the blame is focused on. But the president of the United States is largely a figurehead who is very similar to the CEO of a corporation. And the actual policies, particularly with regard to international issues that are made by the United States, are in fact made by the consensus of elite opinion, which is in turn carried out by what in more recent times has been called the deep state. But all that is just a euphemism for the national security apparatus, that is the intelligence services, the military, the arms manufacturers, the civilian national security apparatus, and all of those institutions, the elite, the consensus of the elites within those institutions is towards maintaining this geopolitical rivalry with Russia over Eastern Europe and Central Asia. And Ukraine is a central focus point of that geopolitical rivalry. And the efforts that Trump has made against Russia recently are simply a continuation of what President Obama had done before. And ostensibly the justification for President Obama's imposing these sanctions on Russia was alleged Russian interference in the U.S. presidential election. Now, I don't really agree with that. I think that that is a smokescreen argument. I think the real issue is the rivalry between the United States and Russia over Ukraine, and also the rivalry over Syria and geopolitical interest in Eastern Europe and Central Asia and the Middle East generally.